This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when you hear the phrase fussy eater, that usually applies to a child, and underlying it is an assumption that they'll grow out of it and happily eat anything put in front of them, given enough time. But does that actually happen? Don't adults have all sorts of foibles about what they eat and don't eat? Certain colours, certain combinations. News Talk's I Think I'm Going to Puke correspondent Henry McKean has been out to discover just how weird people can be. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right. I mean, many of us are really, really fussy. For example, I was fishing yesterday, or crabbing. I won't eat crab. I'll catch them, but I won't eat them.
How do you go crabbing?
So you basically, they like bacon, or they like rashers, or perhaps...
Bacon.
A frankfurter, and you put it into a basket and you put it into a little tiny little net, and the crabs love pork, and they just come from underneath their rocks, and they go into the basically into the net, and you've caught them. It's that simple.
Are they big, these fellas?
Well, they were medium sized. There are bigger ones,
like as big as your hand,
about
say?
The size of your hand. Yes, but really big ones. And
okay.
It depends on the time of year. And we caught six. Well, my son caught them, really.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant crack, and but I won't eat them.
Yeah. So then did you bring them home and there was a big feed of crabs for everyone except you?
I threw them back into the sea. We threw them back into the sea.
All right. Okay.
But I used to catch them and feed them to stray cats when I was a boy.
Wow.
More along the lines of fish. But yeah, I wouldn't do that now. That would be cruel. Yeah.
Okay. That would. But I'm sure the cats would be delighted.
I'm thrilled. Yeah. Absolutely delighted.
Absolutely.
But
anyway,
yeah.
Sorry. So we know there's one thing you won't eat is crabs.
I won't eat anything fishy. I won't eat anything fishy.
Neither will I.
You don't like fish either.
No, it makes me feel and I've been in the situation before where I'll convince you, and you know, and I always feel slightly.
I got hypnotized once. I think you organized that for me, and it worked for 3 days. I started to eat fish, and then the hypnosis stopped.
But right. I always feel slightly ill afterwards.
I wouldn't say that. It's because they're oily and they're fishy.
Yeah,
and they have eyes, and when you catch them, you know that they're dying in front of you if you don't bang their heads.
No, I'm not a fan of eating something when it's looking at me. That's not a good thing.
But so many people are fussy when it comes to food, and when it comes to ground pepper, I love ground pepper, and when a restaurant doesn't have ground pepper, I want to walk out. God, that sounds so devery.
That's not a restaurant worth going
into,
really.
But I have to have real ground pepper, none of this white pepper stuff. But anyway, I met these young people.
I don't like cereal with milk.
So how do you take your cereal?
I just have my cereal plain with like nothing on it.
So just dry?
Just dry, and it's really nice, yeah.
Why don't you like the milk?
I just never liked milk, you know, and like ever since I was younger, they never put it in my cereal, my parents, so it is what it is, you know.
And can you have milk with your cereal?
Yeah, I can. I can't have it without it. Because I like when it's soggy.
You like the sogginess?
Yeah.
And your favorite cereal?
Cheerios. I don't like soup.
You don't like soup?
It looks like vomit, and I don't like it, and I will never put it in my mouth, ever.
You really don't like soup?
I really don't like soup. I will stand on the soup hate forever.
The soup hate?
The soup hate.
What about pea soup? That's lovely.
Peas?
Yes.
Ew. I don't even like peas on its own. I hate onions and peppers.
But they're like in everything, especially Mexican food.
Yeah, I have to pick them out. Like, out of every... food that I get, there's always onions in it. I have to pick it out. Onions, tomatoes, I hate them. I think it's just the texture.
How could you hate onions?
See,
tomatoes?
I like the flavor. So it's like if it's like blended up or whatever, I'll eat it. But if it's like the onion
you can
bits,
see it, you don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I don't
it has
like
to be
it.
Like baby.
Yeah, I'll
food.
Pick it out. Yeah, like a baby. Yeah.
And would you be fussy?
I'm more fussy about texture. Same with you. The one thing that really annoys my parents is I hate like fat on meat, so I cut it off of steak.
So you wouldn't eat the fat on the steak?
No, I don't like it at all, yeah.
It's just too kind of fatty?
Yeah, it's like the slipperiness of it. I just don't like
slimy.
It.
Slimy.
Yeah. Or scrambled eggs, when it's like, it has to be
like dry. I'll eat it really, really, because if it's like slightly bit wet, it's like disgusting.
So you don't like wet scrambled egg, it has to be overcooked.
Yeah, because then it like feels raw, and then it feels like it's gonna, you know, be raw. It's disgusting.
Well, a runny scrambled egg isn't really a scrambled egg.
I like
egg.
It runny.
Like an egg.
I don't like it overdone. I had it overdone there recently in a hotel, and it's just like eating this muck.
Oh, no. And then it becomes all dry. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, horrific.
That's disgusting. Yeah. It's like when you're having breakfast, you know, when you, if you're in a hotel,
yes.
It's the kind of self-service and the scrambled egg has been sitting in there for a while. That's gack.
Or they put...
Absolutely gack.
Put bits of bread on at the bottom to soak up all the fat.
Yeah.
I just think that's, yeah. Or the sausages. I've given up on sausages and the deep fried sausages that taste the same in every single, you know, petrol station and hotel the nation over.
Yeah. See, now, doesn't that prove then that you know, people might say, oh, you know, he or she was a fussy eater when they were a kid, but they don't actually necessarily grow out of it.
Well, this is it. And not everyone gets a choice in it. And we did speak to an expert. Here is Aoife Quinn, a registered dietitian.
When we look at food aversions or fussy eating, really, the first thing I'd like to highlight is that it's completely normal for individuals to have their own food preferences. So we all enjoy foods, some foods more than others, and there are very few people who genuinely like every single food. But having a few dislikes doesn't necessarily mean that you're a fussy eater. Fussy eating kind of exists on a spectrum, I guess. For some people, it's more of a preference, while for others, you're thinking much stronger food aversions. These aversions can develop for a number of reasons. Sometimes they're linked to a negative experience with that food, such as becoming sick after eating it. In other cases, they can stem from more childhood experiences where they've had limited exposure to certain foods. There's also then sensory sensitivities to a food's texture, taste, smell, appearance. And these sensory differences are particularly common in people who are neurodivergent, including with autism or ADHD. The good news, though, is that food preferences can change over time. So one strategy that us dietitians often recommend is called food chaining. So this involves starting with foods you feel really comfortable with, and making very small and gradual changes to these. So I'll give you an example. If you enjoy plain pasta, you might progress to pasta with a little bit of olive oil, then a mild tomato sauce before eventually kind of introducing new ingredients in there, like other flavors, herbs and spices, maybe some vegetables. The key is to take small and really manageable, or excuse the pun, but bite-sized steps without any pressure. From a nutritional point of view, being a picky eater doesn't automatically mean your diet is unhealthy. If you're eating a handful of foods from each of the main food groups, such as your fruit and veg, whole grains, protein, dairy, or other fortified alternatives, and then also your healthy fats, you're less likely to develop a significant deficiency. However, if your food choices are quite limited, you're worried you're kind of missing nutrients, or your eating habits are kind of affecting your health or your quality of life, it can be worth speaking to a registered dietitian or other nutritional professional, and they can help you identify any nutritional gaps and maybe look at expanding your food choices. And in some scenarios where applicable, might think about supplements as well.
Matt says, I'm 59, won't eat any salads, most vegetables. The only fish I like is cod, lots more. I don't consider myself fussy. That to me is liking food only prepared a certain way. I just don't like most food. It's the texture that makes me want to throw up. I don't feel like I'm missing out, though. My son will only eat chicken nuggets and chips and white toast. Very little butter. People said he would grow out of it. He's 25 now. I love tomato ketchup on everything, but don't like or eat tomatoes. That's probably not uncommon. I hate mushrooms. Don't like the look or the smell. That's not uncommon either, hating mushrooms.
Yeah, I can understand why people hate mushrooms. I used to hate mushrooms. I can eat them now. They actually taste a bit like steak. Peanut butter. I can't stand peanut butter. I can't stand a Snickers either because the caramel is touching
buttery,
the peanut.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so I like peanuts. I like them savoury, but I can't have them with sugar. I just...
No, I don't get that either. Yeah, I just have a peanut by itself, but not mix it with
or
something else.
I can have
unnatural.
Satay chicken or something, but then saying that, I love Marmite, and I think everyone hates Marmite. I don't know anyone.
Literally, it's a Marmite thing.
It is.
Yeah, some people love it or hate it.
Well, I think everyone just hates it. I think they do. But here are people living with fussy eaters.
I'll eat anything, but I do have a daughter who is a very fussy eater, and she's a vegan, and from the age of 3 she's been fussy about food, so you know, she wouldn't let her broccoli touch her carrots, and sometimes things have to be on separate plates, and in relation to sauces and so on, she doesn't want them on the food. You have to kind of serve them separately.
And does that drive you crazy?
When she was younger it did, but I've learned to live with it.
And you respect that she's a vegan, so that means you're vegetarian and you can't have egg or milk or
That's
any
right.
animal based.
That's correct, yeah. So it's kind of awkward when we go out to eat, because we have to make sure that whatever restaurant we go to has vegan food. So she's fussy.
Is there anyone in your life that's a little bit fussy when it comes to food?
Yes, my partner.
Tell us about your partner.
He has a thing where he just, I don't know, it's to do with the food. Like, it can't be like leftovers. If it's leftovers, it tastes different for him.
He won't eat leftovers.
Yeah, like it won't eat like next day stuff. It has to be like fresh food,
but
or
like a chili
specific
con carne
texture.
Could
but
be
chili
better.
Con carne is not too bad. Some of them are not too bad, but generally it's the texture, it's the taste, it's stuff like that. Other things like frozen chicken changes the taste and texture for him, so I have to use fresh chicken, stuff like that. So
he's really fussy.
Not fussy. I think it's just something that's in him that he physically can't do it.
Does he get sick? Does he gag?
No, he'll just not eat it or throw it away if he's experienced it before.
And how do you put up with him?
I love him to bits, and his quirks make him the person for me. So
you're not too worried about the fact that he's incredibly fussy?
No, it's part of why I love him. He's unique and he's perfect for me.
Yeah, you see, it sounds more like that. One person's fussy is another person's just the way I am. Someone says, I can't stand rice pudding. We used to get given it as dessert as children. And now it makes me want to gag. That's fair enough. Completely understand that. I slag off. Now, this is an interesting one. I slag off my husband for always eating his meals at one type of food at a time. He will eat all his meat, then his veg, then his spuds. Same with the cooked breakfast, eggs last, etc. His whole family are the same. It's so weird.
It's weird. My dad does that.
Yeah.
He would take, he'd leave the meat to the end.
And some people just go, some people were like, oh, we'll take a meal and mash it up, like, so it's almost like baby food. All the bits are.
That's really strange.
That's really, I eat sugar sandwiches and get a terrible time for it. I've eaten them since I was a child. Another texter says, my grandmother has never eaten any vegetables. She is hale and hearty at 96 years young.
There you go. There's
96.
She's eating something that's
she
good.
She must be. You know what it is? It's probably the cigarettes. That's probably keeping
and
her
rations as well.
In good nick. Do chefs get annoyed when people come in and say, give me that, but without any.
Well, this is it. And there's so many different fads out there. And sometimes they do get annoyed. But we did get to speak to Nevin Maguire. He runs McNean House and Restaurant in Black Lion and County Cavan. Does he dislike fussy eaters?
No, I don't hate fussy eaters. And at the end of the day, they're paying customers in the restaurant. Weird requests, not really. I mean, like, people just might like sauces and dressings on the side and their beef very well done. It's not very weird, it's just what they like. So I think the Irish palate has changed. They've become a bit more sophisticated and they're a lot more adventurous than they used to be. When we opened up the restaurant first, half a grapefruit with a cherry and chicken Maryland and mixed grill, they were all very posh dishes. So definitely I've seen a big change in people's eating habits, and it's not all well done meat now. It's medium rare, which is great to see. When kids are eating, like, if they see what you're eating from a young age, it's all about education with kids. Like my twins now, they're 14 and they're eating foods that I wasn't eating when I was their age. And they all go through a fussy stage. And I think you can't beat yourself up as a parent. So it's really, really important that, you know, it's just, they may not like everything, you know, and it's just about giving it to them 2 or 3 times to try that. And you can just be pulling your hair out as a parent. Regards the restaurant, like, people come, we welcome kids and families because it's half portions we give them, you know, and they'll get really nice piece of steak and they'll get nice vegetables and a piece of fish if they want. So that's really important to us, and we kind of pride ourselves in what we do that. I'm doing a cookery course next week for parents and kids, and like, obviously kids love bacon and we're all born with a sweet tooth. They seem to really love the bacon, but it's just a matter of just persevering. Don't beat yourself up. They'll all go through a fussy stage in lives. And I think not to give them the same thing too many times. That's like, I would have given my kids too much fish and I put them off for a little while. Now they're back eating it, which is great. So It always is a challenge and parents just go mad. But I think getting them involved in the whole process from the shopping to the cooking, I think that's where they can really connect with food. I think that's a very important message.
I was Nevin McGuire there. One texter says, I love how people are defending their fussiness. List off all the things they won't eat, then proceed to say they're not fussy. Well, as far as they're concerned, they're not fussy. They don't feel fussy. Another texter says, growing up, we never had an option to be a fussy eater. We had to eat what we were given. I'm so grateful to my parents for that now, as I eat absolutely everything. You see, though, at the same time, if you eat absolutely everything, do you enjoy everything equally? Do you have preferences, or is it just all food? When it comes to being fussy about food, says this texter, I also don't like fat on a piece of meat. But apart from that, I would give anything a try and love all forms of fish. Very good for us, the experts say. You're not a great lover of mushrooms. I agree with Henry. I like Marmite, says the bull in Dublin. So there's another Marmite lover,
one person.
Henry.
There
one
you go.
Person there. Yeah. But, the, no. and, but like, do you, hmm. Is there kind of a sense of parents are indulging their kids a bit more this
they
way
are.
And then they let them become fussy eaters?
And they're
then.
So worried they won't eat anything. And the advice is, don't worry, they'll eat something. Kids will eat if they're hungry. They'll find food. And I know there's one child in my house that won't eat mashed potato. So they have to have a potato prepared, just boiled, not mashed, like really fussy. And mums do that sometimes. They prepare two meals or even three meals to keep all the kids
yeah,
happy.
No, that's bonkers. That's,
it
yeah.
is, and it goes yeah. on quite a bit.
Yeah, I had a daughter who would only eat Yorkshire puds
yes.
with ketchup squirted into the middle of them.
That sounds absolutely horrific.
It was horrific. She like didn't have
just
a,
ketchup did, yeah, and Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, didn't have a crap for about 3 years. So, but that's all she'd eat. But yeah. then eventually ended up being a vegetarian.
There
so,
you go.
You know, and so it does change.
And Yorkshire
hopefully.
Pudding, again, it's basically just fat, isn't it?
It's like bread-like substance.
Bread.
It's batter. Yeah, it's batter.
And then
yeah.
ketchup is what? Sugar and
yeah.
tomato?
Sugar and salt.
So there's
yeah,
something
there's very
there.
Little, there's very little.
There's not much nutrition.
Don't talk to me about fussy eaters. I worked as a chef. Someone said I can't eat yellow or green peppers, but I can eat the red ones. When you work in a restaurant, these people are a nightmare. The sauce on the side brigade are another shower. I wasn't to be in control of my sauce pouring. I am my own person. Go away, will ya? They're everywhere. Can you take the carrots out of the stew? I think some of these people need serious help, says Dazzler and Listowel. Trust the chef or learn to cook yourself. Someone else says, I was in a restaurant in Rome with my daughter who wanted plain pasta with ketchup. The chef came out of the kitchen to see her eating it. He was nearly vomiting. My dear departed dad was a fussy eater. I would take him to Europe for weekends away. When asked where he wanted to go for food, his answer was always, does this town have a Leo Burdock's?
Oh,
well,
wow.
I suppose every town could do with a Leo Burdock's, really. So who else did you talk to, Henry?
Well, I met this mum. Does she live with fussy eaters?
I do live with fussy eaters. They're called teenagers.
So the teenagers yeah. are fussy?
I would say so. Yeah, not all of them, but...
And if they carry on like this, do you worry when they become adults, they'll stay the same?
I don't think so, because once they go out into the world by themselves, then they'll have to adapt to everything around them. So that's what I think, yeah.
And we have the teenagers here?
We do, yeah. indeed.
And what are you fussy about when it comes to food?
Everything that's green.
So you won't eat peas?
No.
Lettuce?
No.
You won't eat apples?
I like apples.
But no green vegetables?
No.
Green peppers?
No.
Why?
Because I don't like the taste of it. I hate mushrooms.
You hate mushrooms?
So when we go out to get a pizza, everything has to be without mushrooms or onions or anything that's normal.
So you're really, really fussy.
I'll eat it as long as it has spice on it.
So it has to be spicy. And do you have any weird habits around food? For example, I can't allow the ketchup to touch the fried egg. And if it does, I have to throw it away.
I hate ketchup.
You hate ketchup? Yeah. How could you hate ketchup?
It's just disgusting. It's full of sugar.
This is weird. Get mayonnaise and get ketchup. Mix it up, but don't buy the actual...
Like mixing ketchup and mayonnaise
Indeed.
Together?
Yes.
And making your own
rosé sauce
or yeah. Thousand Island dressing?
Yes, but it only has to be a specific type of mayonnaise for it to be nice. It has to be Hellmann's mayonnaise mixed with ketchup.
But, right, that was Henry. Thanks a million for all that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2:00. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.